Welcome back to the show. The Swans host Hawthorn at the SCG on Sunday. You can catch all the live action on AFL Nation from 1 p.m. Swans red hot favourites. Hawks won 6 of their last 8 games at the SCG. So I'm sure no one at the Swans, including this man, Will Haywood, will be taking them lightly on Sunday. The Swans forward's been good enough to join us. G'day, Will.
How you doing?
Very well. I hope you're going well as well. Just going back to last week, a great way to start the season, in particular against a team, whether it's been home and away, that have really troubled you in recent years.
Yeah, they have. They're, I think they're honestly a quality side. They're very hard running, but they've had the wood on us. So to go over there and play well was really pleasing.
Tough place to play, particularly early in the season with the humidity. The ball's very slippery. How'd you find the conditions last week?
Oh, mate, to be honest, it was probably one of the hardest conditions I've played in, and a few of the boys said that it was so humid. The ball was like a bar of soap. So pleasing to play well in pretty hectic conditions.
Has that sort of changed any way you've prepared for the game this week? Has it been a slightly lighter week than it normally would be?
No, we had a few days to recover. So the boys have had a really good week on the track, and we quickly shifted our focus to the Hawks, who've got some really dangerous players that we're looking forward to facing.
Just before we keep looking forward, just going back to how the season ended last year for the team, obviously really disappointing on grand final day. How did you sort of analyse the whole experience personally? Such an exciting thing to make a grand final, but then, to underperform as a team like you did. How did you sort of handle that on a personal note, and how much time did you think about that over summer?
Yeah, I think, at the time, it's, getting to a grand final, it's bloody hard to do, so... To perform the way we did was very disappointing. Absolutely heartbreaking. The Cats, they showed up much more than we did, and they were the dominant side for the whole year, really. So it was absolutely devastating, mate. But I think we spoke about it internally, and it's a new year now. We've moved on. The good thing is every time the season starts again, everyone starts on the same amount of points. So that's our mindset. We've moved on and we're looking ahead to season 23.
So you clearly addressed it as a group. Did that include watching parts of the game, watching the whole game? How was it sort of addressed as a whole group?
Nah, we didn't really watch too much of it. We just, spoke about it. We addressed what we needed to address. And then the key part of it was, is everyone okay? We're feeling all right to move on. And, if someone needed to speak or wanted to get something off their chest, we did it and we've moved on. Everyone's feeling good. The vibe's great. And, we're looking forward to a positive 23.
It's been a young Swan, Will Haywood. Swans take on the Hawks this week at the SCG. Speaking of having to ask people if they're okay, I guess in a different way, Logan McDonald, no Buddy Franklin this week. It's a big opportunity for Logan this year. Obviously, very disappointing to miss out on a grand final. Was there much discussions that had to go on with Logan to make sure he was in the right frame of mind going into the preseason?
Logan's—he's got his head tightly screwed on. He's a really smart footballer, and I'm sure he's disappointed not to play in the grand final. But he's had a really, really strong preseason. He'll be, we're expecting him to have a big year because he's, really set the tone this year in his preseason, and he's off to a good start.
Such a great year for the team last year, as you mentioned. Obviously, didn't go your way on grand final day. You obviously did a lot of things right to finish where you did on the ladder and make the grand final. As a team, though, there's a couple of things you really want to improve on this season, which can see you go to the next level. What would you identify them as being?
I think, obviously we had a good year last year. We just couldn't get it done, but we've got a roadmap, and it's just about doing what we did last year consistently every week for 4 quarters. We've got great players in our forwards, in our mids, and in our back. So it's just about executing and going again.
Into the leadership group for 2023, who have you really worked with closely on leadership with at the Sydney Swans?
I just think, you know, everyone there is, you know, there's no hierarchy. Everyone's, you know, got the right to speak and say what's on their mind. And, you know, guys that have encouraged that and helped me are, you know, my forwards coach, Jared McVeigh, who was obviously the captain for, you know, a long time. And I played a few years with him. And as a coach, he's really helped me develop, you know, that side of my game. And then guys like Tom Papley, Dane Rampey, they've all been awesome.
Obviously, it's been a big week in terms of the, you know, the hip and shoulder or shoulder charge or bump or whatever you want to call it. We know Buddy's missing this week because of it. Has it been something that's mentioned this week, or is it goes without saying, you know, the difference between right and wrong when it comes to bumping or hip and shouldering a player?
Yeah, no, not really, mate. We know the difference, but obviously made a mistake, and you know, he's had a great training week, and he'll be looking to bounce back next week. But yeah, mate, if there's a tackle to be made, we obviously know we go to tackle, not bump.
Just finally, Chad Warner. I mean, he's a great player, great young player, and everyone acknowledges it. But you could get the feeling if he was playing in Melbourne, there'd be even more hype about Chad. Just tell us how good Chad can be, do you think, even though he's very good already?
The sky's the limit for Chad, and you know, he's another one that you know, he's, you know, an ultimate professional. He trains like his life's on the line, and there's no surprises to, you know, within the four walls why he goes out and performs the way he does. You know, that's the beauty of sort of being in Sydney is, you know, some people might want it, but he just goes about his business, gets his job done on game day and does it very well.
Yeah, he's doing it beautifully. Will, thanks so much for your time. Great start to the season last week. Good luck against the Hawks back at the SCG on Sunday.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Will Haywood, young Swans forward, thanks to KO. Get the game you want when you want this AFL season on KO Sports. Whenever sport is everything, watch on.